Switzerland! The U.S. go up! What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra!
Boyd will try a long hit! What a goal from Lloyd! This is spectacular! It's hit with no regard for humanity! Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute! That was worth the price of admission alone!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Also the home studios of Soccer Matters here. You know what? It's been a year. It's about time I get back in there, I think, soon. It's about on a year now I've been doing the shows out of the house. And I can only say thank goodness for a home setup. From a mental perspective, did a lot this year for me, certainly, and heading down to the park, too, taking walks. Welcome back here after Fred and AJ, so looking forward to putting something together for you here tonight. And we have. What is in store for you, a very good show tonight, from New York and the Big Apple. Shep Messing will be on the show. He's the color analyst for the New York Red Bulls on MSG. He will be on the show tonight. I'm very interested to get your feedback on his interview because we go very deep into Tim Parker. So if you want to hear about Tim Parker from someone other than Glenn Davis, that is the analyst for the team that's covering it, is seeing him day in and day out, you can get it. Now, remember, I've presented you the coach of St. John's who had Tim in college, my great friend Dave Major from growing up. Now I'm bringing you another great friend, Shep Messing, who analyzes him regularly on New York Red Bulls games. So I'm excited to give you the perspective of others here. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. We've also got on the show, we're going to talk some Italian Serie A. We're going to talk about Lazio's devastating loss today to Bayern Munich, 4-1 in the Champions League. We're also going to talk about the Milan Derby. We'll do it with the one and only Charlie Stilettano, another guy I knew growing up in New Jersey. Big soccer family, Charlie, also Relevant Sports. You know him from the International Champions Cup and bringing some of the big, big matches to BBVA, not BBVA Stadium, but more importantly, Energy Stadium, like when Manchester United came and all the other international teams that have played here in the city of Houston, which will bode very well for a World Cup bid. Charlie's also on the football show on Sirius XMFC. So really excited to have Charlie on the program tonight as well. Got to do a deep dive during a segment on the Dynamo roster. I'm going to give you an X factor for every single position on the team. So there'll be an X factor for defenders, midfielders, strikers. There'll be a lot of differing things I'm going to put out there. In that segment, I do want to hear from you. I just put out a tweet that said, hey, do we have a pulse? Come on, Dynamo fans, where are you? I'm tired of hearing of Austin FC getting all the attention. They're coming in a big way. They're kicking the door in. We got to start talking about the game. We got to get a little bit more passionate about the game down here. We got to get some other storylines out there. We need to be getting our A game together here. I can feel it from there because I have a radio show up there. It's on another level, and it's time for us to maybe rise to the occasion and, you know, not constantly remind people we won two MLS Cups in 6 and 7. It's great memories. It's great history. Nobody can ever take it away. But it's about the here and now and moving forward. So I'm hoping to get some good feedback tonight, some good calls from you. You're intelligent soccer fans. You've done it throughout my career on the radio, so I would like to hear from you tonight on that. It was a big weekend in the world of football, though. We'll also do a little women's college soccer talk with G. Guerreri. Has built a tremendous program over many, many years at Texas A&M, one of the most gorgeous little settings for soccer, holds a couple thousand up there. G will be on the show. We'll talk about the challenges for college soccer. We'll talk about a roster that has a number of players from the Houston area, about 6 or 7 players from the Houston area on the Texas A&M Aggie program roster, number 10 in the nation. And it's always been an excellent program there. Of course, Shea Groom with the Houston Dash has played there as well. We'll take your calls at 713-780-3776 tonight. And we'll start with Atletico Madrid and Chelsea today. Now, I don't know if you saw this in the Champions League. Atletico Madrid, not a single shot on goal. Very disappointing day for the man in black. Very disappointing day for Atletico Madrid. Once again, way too defensive. I mean, there were times in this game I looked up and they had seven or eight guys along the 18 in a line defending Chelsea. Now, to Chelsea's credit, under Thomas Tuchel, this is one of the best matches I've seen them play. They look good today with a 1-0 win. They get an incredible overhead bicycle kick from Olivier Giroud. At first, people thought it was offside, but it came off a defender. They got a road goal. Second leg is next month. This is a huge win for Chelsea. They needed it. And again, Olivier Giroud, who really doesn't get on the ball much, isn't a part of a buildup. This is a guy with an incredible overhead bicycle kick in this one. So Atletico Madrid, who was 10 points ahead of Real Madrid in La Liga, they are falling asleep, quite frankly. Because now Real Madrid is within three of them. They're feeling the pressure. You would not think that a team that has Joao Felix and Luis Suarez would not have a single shot on goal. Tuchel's been with Chelsea now for, I think about 10 months. And this is one of the better matches I've seen Chelsea play. Now, that's not to say they were tested, but they did have to be fully aware of the counterattack from Atletico Madrid. Mason Mount was exceptional in this. Christian Pulisic for U.S. watchers. 87th minute came on for Chelsea. There was some talk that he wasn't even going to play today. So he came on. But Chelsea was impressive. Limited chances. And they get the one goal, though, which was this moment of brilliance from Giroud. Atletico, in my opinion, poor. Again, little from Suarez and Felix. Chelsea with 59% of the possession in this one. They did have 21 fouls. Now, that to me was indicative of their aggression. And you would have thought that would have been flipped with Atletico Madrid. And their aggression and desire in the end, to me, is a difference. Counterattack was dealt with well by Chelsea. And they made all the right decisions when the ball was lost in transition. So, dominant in the opponent's half. Didn't create that many chances, but a very disciplined performance, a good team effort from Chelsea today. That is the basis for a big win for them. Bayern Munich 4-1 over Lazio. And I'm going to talk to Charlie Stilettano about this. Now, I would have said, this is a tricky game coming into this for Bayern. Coming off a loss to Eintracht Frankfurt. I've watched Lazio in the Serie A. It's a good team. They're in the top four teams in the table. And, well, 9 minutes in, there's nothing you can do about a bad back pass to your goalkeeper. It's basically hit poorly and right to Robert Lewandowski, of all people. Now, to protect the identity of the defender who played that ball, I'm not going to mention his name. But he plays it right to Lewandowski. Now, if you look at this goal, and we're going to get these highlights and we're going to run certainly this one and Jamal Musiala's goal. Lewandowski's brain isn't shut off. He's totally aware. And, you know, you don't make that type of mistake around him. He pounces on it, gets the ball, he rounds the goalkeeper like there's no tomorrow, Pepe Reina. And it's 1-0, and it's a disastrous start for Lazio, who can't have that type of start against a Bayern Munich. To extend Bayern Munich and the wealth of riches, the depth that they have, the 24th minute of this game, Jamal Musiala will make it 2-0. You're going, who is Jamal Musiala, if you're not really deep into Bayern Munich? I know the Bayern Munich supporters group down here is. Well, he's 17 years old, first of all. And he's inserted in this lineup as a playmaker. And I'm saying to myself, hey, remember Thomas Müller? Not that he's going away, but he scores as a 17-year-old for Bayern Munich. They get one in the 42nd from Leroy Sané, who they got from Manchester City. Beginning of the second half, an own goal. At that point, it's 4-0, and then Lazio gets one back from Correa. 55% possession to Bayern Munich. Another good game for Alphonso Davies, who you know from Major League Soccer in Vancouver. Man, Bayern Stout. And they have to be the favorites to win it again. Do you agree with that? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Bayern the favorite? To repeat? Or is it finally Manchester City's turn? You have to think those are the two teams that are in the driver's seat. I think that's the easy thing to say right now. But they are the two teams that are in really, really good form right now when it comes to world soccer. 713-780-3776. SoccerX says up to 10,000 fans are going to return to stadiums in England by mid-May. Okay. Tough note here. Couple of key figures in soccer in this country and also in England, obviously. I'm going to start with Paul Mariner, the former Ipswich Town striker, England international, 1982 World Cup for England. Paul is battling cancer, so we got to push some good thoughts towards Paul Mariner, one of the great guys for the game, not only here in the United States, but obviously back in England. But what a striker this man was. Assistant to Steve Nicol at New England. Took over Toronto FC for a time period. He's been a frequent guest on this show. It's always a tremendous moment to talk to Paul and get his insight into the game through his experiences. Big prayers out to Paul Mariner. Just a tremendous guy. Many, many years was on the broadcasts in New England with Brad Feldman doing the Revolution broadcasts. And, man, that one hurts. And this one hurts, too. Tim Hankinson, Tampa Bay Mutiny, college coach in the United States, USL. I mean, got a resume that's just incredible with the soccer experiences he had. He's also battling cancer. So, you know, in the blink of an eye, things can change health-wise. And just really sad for Paul and Tim, but I know these guys are fighters, they're competitors from being in the game, and we're wishing them all the best of luck. And it just makes me more motivated to, with Tom Clare, get our banquet up and rolling again here in Houston on behalf of pediatric cancer and getting some other things done as far as awareness and keeping all that going. How about All or Nothing Juventus? It will be an Amazon original documentary series. You can follow the team behind the scenes. Weston McKinney will be obviously involved in this, but I'm sure they're cashing in on Cristiano Ronaldo and his appeal to everybody. But this is a rough year for Juventus. They're not going to win the title. They've won it 9 years in a row. Serie A is going to have a different champion, and it may be Inter Milan, maybe AC Milan. We're going to talk about the Milan derby with Charlie Stilettano coming up because that was a great game this past weekend. My favorite game to observe, quite frankly. And I want to get the differences from you. You know, I hear people, I don't like the Serie A. Why do you like the Premier League so much more than the Serie A? Is it simply because it gets, it's better marketed? Is it simply because of the English language connection with it? 713-780-3776. I'd really like somebody to talk to me about that because I find the Serie A fascinating. 713-780-3776. You can tell me why you feel the Premier League is the better watch than the Serie A, or maybe the Serie A is the better watch, or let's factor in La Liga and the Bundesliga. I'm going to ask Charlie that. I'm going to ask him, the Serie A, remember, in the late 90s, it was the best league in the world, hands down. It had all the superstars. The Premier League just took over from a marketing standpoint, the amount of money involved, the way it's delivered globally. Yeah, so I don't know. Is it the language? 713-780-3776 is the number. So we're going to talk the Milan derby. I'll give you a few of my quick thoughts on it. Let's just say maybe Romelu Lukaku and Lautaro Martinez, maybe the top strike force in Europe right now, certainly based on the last couple of games. They're a wrecking crew in the Serie A. There is no question. Big man, little man. And the big man is uncontrollable right now. I mean, there are people bouncing off him. He's He's like an NFL running back right now. He reminds me physically of Ronaldo in his heyday, the real Ronaldo, Brazilian Ronaldo, in his heyday when he slalomed through people. Except for the fact that technically the real Ronaldo was a step above Lukaku. But the funny thing with Lukaku is even if he pushes a ball a little bit too far and then he has to go into a tackle with somebody, he's likely going to come out of there with the ball. That's the other scary thing about him. But I do like tactically what Inter Milan's doing. And they're playing in this 3-5-2 under Antonio Conte. It's a really, really interesting thing to watch. All right, next up, we'll go to Charlie Stilettano. We'll continue the talk here on the Milan Derby. We'll get his thoughts on it as well. By the way, the numbers in that. Martinez in the 5th, 57th. Lukaku in the 66th. Handanovic came up with a couple of big, huge saves right after the stroke of halftime on Zlatan, on the King, on the Lion. We're doing it all tonight. We're breaking down the Dynamo roster. We're going to talk Italian Serie A. We're going to get your thoughts here tonight as well. We'll talk women's college soccer with G. Guerreri. Twitter, Glenn Davisock, hit me up there. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Call in number 713-780-3776. Show, as always, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, 713-322-HURT. Daspit Law Firm is going to bring you a personalized approach. They're going to work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. You need representation if you get in an accident. Take the pressure off yourself. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They will represent you. They are bilingual. All right, break time.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Fred Fowler from The Blitz, and does quarantine have you pulling your hair out? We'll put it back. That's what Dr. Linville does, and if you go to 975hair.com, you can find out all about it. He extracts individual follicles from the back of your head and transplants them to where you're thinning. It's your own hair, and it looks fantastic. And guess what? He just wants to help people like you, like me, and even himself. He had the procedure done as well, and his hair looks fantastic. Get your virtual consultation today at 975hair.com, and it's free for ESPN listeners.
Hey, soccer fans, a moment here for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Now, they're bilingual. You might get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm has you covered and will work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Proud sponsor of Soccer Matters.
The Press Box with Charlie, Joel, and Nick.
But for me, as of right now, Michael Brantley's my leadoff hitter if I'm the Astros. He's their best guy. He's their best guy getting on base
with
other
no
than
wheels.
Bregman. No wheels. But you know what? Altuve doesn't run that well anymore. And I want Altuve to reestablish his hitting. Bregman's their best on-base guy. And depending on where we're going to slot Yordan upon his return. But with their power, I don't want either of those guys leading off. So I like Brantley as the left-handed hitting leadoff guy. If he gets on, he's not running. Bregman will use the full field a little bit more than Altuve.
Altuve, smaller strike zone, pretty picky hitter. Yeah, he had a down year last year.
Yeah, not a picky.
He has the wheels. Okay, and I know that you crapped on him all last year, and it was deserved. But so did a lot of other guys that normally don't have awful years. So you wait to see what you got, but he's the best thing you got in terms of the total combination of what a leadoff hitter should be for you replacing George Springer.
The Press Box, weekdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, everybody, summer will be here before you know it, and you need that outdoor patio, that pool, that kitchen outside. We had ours built by Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite, and it couldn't have been better. We used it all the time. You need to improve your backyard. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. But not only that, any countertops that you need, any room that you need, big, big work done. It's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822.
The Blitz.
The other thing you can't underestimate, Fred, the stubbornness of fans. Like, hardcore fans, they don't care who's in the jersey. They care about the jersey.
With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I don't get that, because basically, you know what you are now? You're just a fan of Cal McNair. So instead of wearing a player's jersey, I want you to walk around wearing a Cal McNair jersey, because that's who you're rooting for. Once they trade Watson, you are a Cal McNair fan. The only way you're going to get your voice heard is to quit buying the damn tickets, quit buying the jerseys. Or if you're going to buy a jersey, just go with a Cal McNair jersey and wear that. Or a Jesus Easterby jersey, because that's who you're supporting.
Weekdays from 4 to 7.
No, I don't blame Deshaun for wanting out, and I hope he does get out. And if I'm the team, I think I'm going to be better for being out from under Deshaun. I really do, and I know people don't want to think that. If I can make a deal that gets me Tua back and 4 first-round picks and a starting defensive player, I'm well on my way to turning this thing around fast.
Yeah.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Lance Erline here. It used to take you 15 hours, sometimes more, to get a homeowner's insurance quote. How about 15 seconds? That's all it takes with a brand new system from TGS Insurance. Get a firm quote in 15 seconds when you text MONEY to 232323. That's MONEY to 232323. Stop giving your money away with your homeowner's insurance and save today by going with A-rated insurance companies for much, much less. Go to TGSinsurance.com for more information. And more importantly, take out your phone right now and text MONEY to
233-233. I'm Tyler Adams, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
Tyler Adams and Red Bull Leipzig behind Bayern Munich. It's so incredible to turn on the TV each and every weekend and see American players sprinkled throughout these teams. I mean, never in our time have we seen this. It's absolutely spectacular. Weston McKennie at Juventus, Pulisic at Chelsea, and my next guest knows a lot about this. This next interview, again, is presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor, John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. DaspitLaw.com. All right, we bring him on. Good friend from early days in New Jersey. I'm going to recount a story that I might not recount it. We'll have to see. Charlie Scolitano, Relevant Sports, The Football Show, SiriusXM FC. And you know all these big matches that have come to Houston, the International Champions Cup. Well, this is the man behind it. Charlie, thank you for coming on. This is long overdue.
It's way long overdue. First of all, my heart goes out to everyone down in your area down there. You know, we've obviously all saw the terrible, the news with the weather and stuff. Just hope everyone's doing well.
That's great sentiment, Charlie. You know as well from your time in Houston that people down here are fighters, and they'll pick themselves up and they'll get right back after it. So I think that's what's going on, but it has been difficult times. All right, so listen, I'm super excited to have you on to talk some Serie A. And, you know, I presented a question in the first segment, and, you know, I always hear people say about the Serie A, you know, comparing it to the Premier League, oh, I don't like it as much. Now, if I was saying to you, why do you love the Serie A so much, how would you answer that?
Well, I think it's the teams. You know, we Italians are sexy. You're supposed to know that, you know? We are...
Nobody can match you in that category.
Yeah, no, and I'm joking, but there is a certain appeal, I think, in some of the names in Serie A, some of the historic teams, you know, AC Milan, Inter Milan, Juventus, you know, and then there's teams that have this lore, like Napoli and, you know, with Maradona and Roma, and, you know, these. They were the dominant league in the 90s. I mean, so much so that Amir Ramos, our friend who's down in Texas right now, said to me, it was like the NBA. I mean, all the best players were there. And obviously the money's spread out now, and it's really seems to be focused not just in the Premier League, but in a number of sort of big clubs like the Bayern Munichs and, PSGs of the world, and of course the big clubs in EPL. But Serie A, I think, has gotten better and better. They suffered from the financial crisis in they suffered first from Calciopoli in 2006, then the financial crisis 2008, financial fair play 2009, and so the 2010s, if you will, the teams have been really, really tough on Italian football, and they went from being the best league in the world to being probably number four. What we've seen the last couple of years is the rise of Serie A, the renewal. Guys like Cristiano Ronaldo are there now. But not just that, Ibrahimovic, obviously, the guy just, I wish we had what he'd had, right? Because we could have played a while longer.
Unbelievable.
But they've become, it's probably with the EPL, the most competitive league right now. You see that in Europe, where the bottom teams can beat the top teams. And I think that for me, what I love to watch is the games themselves are not the old Serie A when people would say, like, oh, they're just tactical and it's defensive. It's not at all. They have a lot of young managers that are trying to do innovative things, and they're really the league has gotten better and better. It's worth seeing. I think Michael Bradley said something that was to a friend of ours and to me when I was sitting there talking to one of the trainers, that the Serie A, when the teams play, there's no better game because they're tactically aware, they're technically good, and they're, and it's almost like a chess match that's at full speed. So, these are things that, to me, excite me. As a guy who loves the game, I'd love to sit up and watch the full game, not just the guy dribbling or something like that. I'm not suggesting the other leagues are that way, but I'm saying I enjoy the tactics of it.
Yeah, no question about it. I got a tremendous introduction to it back in the days of Fox Sports World because I was calling like two or three of these games a weekend. And to your point, Parma had Hernan Crespo. Fiorentina had Gabriel Batistuta and Rui Costa. I mean, Sampdoria with Roberto Mancini. You're right. It was kind of like the NBA when the NBA had teams with stars on them, different playing styles. I mean, every game had stars. Roma with Totti and Del Vecchio. And, I mean, Juventus with stars out the wazoo in Milan. I mean, it was just incredible. Inter with Yorkaev and Ronaldo. And, oh, God, it was just... Honestly, I think it was the greatest period for me watching professional soccer ever. And I just happened to be lucky enough to be commentating on it.
Yeah, and look, we're getting up there in years. We're not kids anymore, right, Glenn? But
that's true.
Young at heart, so we just remember it. It's not any different than the kids now growing up and watching the Premier League are really enjoying it, and with the introduction of guys like Ronaldo and Ibrahimovic back in Serie A, these are now you're going to get the young kids looking at these games. So it's a great time Serie A right now. I think that it went from, like I said, first in the world to probably fourth. And now I think it's eking back up. And I really think that it's exciting times the next few years in Serie A. There's a lot of American ownership.
We have one in Houston, Dan Friedkin, who's the owner of Roma now. By the way, we're talking to Charlie Stilettano, Relevant Sports, the football show, Sirius XMFC. You can listen to him almost daily. Does a great job on that show as well. We have Dan Friedkin down here of Roma. It is pretty incredible. But Charlie, what more do you think is being done? I know when you sign Cristiano Ronaldo to your league, it's instant marketing. I get that. But are they doing some other things now here from a marketing standpoint to maybe try and narrow the gap a little bit with the Premier League?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they're learning lessons from, from Spain. That's done a great job the last 10 years. They've done a great job where they've been, I think so much of the marketing is taking care of the infrastructure first, right? And the problem with the Italian league is that, it's hard to really, it is a bureaucratic country, as we know, Italy, a beautiful country, but also bureaucratic. And it used to be, and even if you wanted to build your own stadium, you couldn't because the laws basically said, every town would have a stadium. The bigger the town, the bigger the stadium, and it would be paid for by the taxpayers. And so they said, we don't want people, we don't want to spend tax money and then someone coming in and putting a different stadium in, and we're wasting that money. It's sort of a bizarre thing to think about in this day and age, right?
So it's just a block, really, right?
It's an antiquated way of thinking. Exactly. And they would make the stadium for running tracks. And, you know, in the stadiums they built for 1990, I think three of them that they built with tracks were never actually used for an athletic meet. You know, I mean, think about that for a second, you know. Yeah. It's just insanity. Yeah.
Good use of the running track.
Yeah, exactly. And now you see teams like Juventus have built their own stadium. Many stadia are being redeveloped. The Kraus family just bought Parma. They're looking to build the stadium. Obviously, you said it before, the Friedkins are looking to build a stadium in Roma. You have Joey Saputo has redone his stadium, and he owns the Montreal Impact. He's redone his stadium in Bologna. So I think the most important thing to get done first is to rebuild the stadium. And then there's, you know, I think ESPN has been terrific. It's been the best thing that's happened to Serie A. And, and the reason I say that is because ESPN FC, I mean, they actually care about the games. And you have guys in there like Gabriel Marcotti, and you have Jurgen Klinsmann and Matteo Bonetti and different guys. And it's been absolutely terrific, because when you see guys that are steeped, you know, in the Premier League, like Craig Burley and Stevie Nichols, and all of a sudden they're taking notice of what's going on in Serie A. I mean, it's really, really important, because we have an affinity to these guys, right? We all know them for many years. We watched them as players in some instances, but we certainly know them as really great commentators and pundits. And you would never hear about Serie A. You'd have to go to an Italian station or, a Spanish station, language station, and you hopefully you'd get some highlights. Now, with this, you know, all the games are on ESPN Plus, which is great. And more importantly, they actually talk about the games. And you see the highlights, and that makes all the difference in the world.
No question about it. Charlie Stilettano joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about that Milan derby. So Inter 3-0 winners over AC Milan in this one. I know this one hurts for you, Charlie, a little bit.
Yes.
You run into Lukaku and Lautaro Martinez right now, who is just a wonderful partnership. It has to be one of the hottest partnerships in Europe right now. So they now have a 4-point lead over Milan. Just give me your perspective and general thoughts on the game, and then especially from the Milan standpoint of this result, what it means to them, and then what it maybe means to Inter, because for Inter, I thought this was a real statement.
Yeah, I thought it was a great statement. Look, Inter Milan, I picked them to win the league this year, and the Italian league has gotten so much better, and we probably have Juventus to thank for that, for being so good for so long, and everyone had to spend money to catch up. And, you know, Inter has done it. They've spent a lot of money. See how deep the team is. It's staggering when you watch these Champions League games that you think Inter didn't even qualify for the Europa League. You know, they ended up fourth in their group. You know, this is a great team. And right now, I think Roberto Martinez said it, that he thinks Lukaku is probably the best striker in the world at the moment. The guy's a beast. And Lautaro Martinez was the guy that everyone from Barcelona to Real Madrid, you know, my friends at these clubs personally told me they're going after the guy the past couple of years. And, you know, with the pandemic, with, you know, prices sort of falling in players, different things happening out there, Inter's managed to hold on to these guys and do really, really well. I mean, I thought that they showed their maturity. One thing about Inter, you have to say this, they just haven't won the big games lately, right? And we saw that in the Champions League. We saw that in the Coppa Italia. But this was a big game, and this is probably the best Inter I've seen in a long time. And I have to say, I'm surprised it's taken Conte this long to, you know, find sort of Eriksen and Perisic, those guys, as an example. And I think he was going with the much older guys, the great players in their day, the Vidals and the Sanchez and the Youngs, but I felt that their time had passed, and I felt they had, you know, really missed an opportunity, especially in the Champions League, to get out there. But, you know, what you saw the other day was a dominant performance. You just couldn't stop them. You saw really a team in AC Milan being a bit lightweight. You know, you have to say it. There's two or three positions that they need to upgrade. And I think that, you know, you can say it was a statement, no doubt about it. But, you know, you could also say that Handanovic, who everyone's been killing, the goalkeeper for Inter, this guy's getting old, but you know how it is, Glenn. You've played at the highest level, and, you know, you're pressing. A keeper makes three ridiculous world-class saves in a minute. Then you come down and you score, and that just took the heart out of things. But it would have been, you know, it would have been 1-1 at the beginning of the second half, and suddenly Milan doesn't have to press. They don't have to press up. And that changes the whole game. And that, to me, was the real difference in the game, was the maturity. I mean, we can get into the details of things. And you know, you have Ibrahimovic and you have Çalhanoğlu. You know, you're going to be exposed a bit in defense, right? Because these guys aren't going to come back.
Yeah, ball turns over. They're not doing much for you.
Right. And that's a big problem when you have two of them doing that and your defense was, let's be honest, they were off. And you know, we could say this, it's not making an excuse. I mean, the benefit of being eliminated from all competitions in Europe is that Inter has a full week. And we're watching these games in all the leagues, in the Champions League, in the Europa League. We have no idea, Glenn. I've never been this stupid in my life, right? Because I watch games and I'm guessing, oh, these guys are in form, they're going to win. And then the game, it's so hard because, as the great Giorgio Canaglia used to say, we're talking about human beings. And they just can't play every 3 days. And today was a great example. You saw Bayern Munich. You know, Lazio has been really, really a strong team on fire. Munich's been really down. Munich came out, and they look like who they are, the world champions. And so I think that, you know, this playing every 3 days, the pandemic has really taken its toll on teams. I said this year, all year, AC Milan's a good team, not a great team, and they really need to stay in the top four. The challenge now is that the Italian league is so competitive. There's 7 teams that can be in the top four. And I think even seeing the Premier League like that, you see really Man City's running away with it. But then it's a real fight for the next three championships.
Yeah, it's fresh because you got the West Hams. You got, I think Leicester City's a great story, which nobody seems to be talking about. But just back to the Serie A, you mentioned, you know, you still have Juventus on 45 points, Roma on 44, Atalanta, Lazio, and Napoli. Back to the derby, though. And you mentioned something very interesting. You know, certain times with teams, as they go through this, you know, season, and they're writing a season, and the course of the season can take different directions. You brought up a great point. The flair of Christian Eriksen just coming back in there and his calm on the ball to combine with Perisic and Hakimi out wide. He played a big part in that wonderful counterattacking goal where he just held it up and laid on one of the final passes. Just talk about how he's just emerged, because a lot of people just thought, like, you know, he's done there. And then all of a sudden he's back under Antonio Conte.
You know, it's fascinating because Conte was taking full credit for it, for him and moving Perisic to wing back. You know, Antonio's a dear friend and a great guy and obviously a great manager, and he knows about 1,000 times more than I do. But, you know, I really felt that, you know, Eriksen needed to play. I really thought that I don't know the man personally, but he seemed like the type of guy that needs an arm around him as opposed to a foot up his backside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, let's be honest, they tried to sell him. I know this for an absolute fact. This isn't, you know, we know people in this business, Glenn, you know, and they were trying to sell him desperately. Pandemic made it impossible. No one wanted to buy him. So they are forced to try to get him in there. And they did. And they put Perisic back in defense, Hakimi on the outside. Think about it for a second. They had everyone from Kolarov to Ashley Young to Sanchez. Could they get some more older guys in there, you know? and they have these young, wonderful players. You know, they finally put him back in there. And Erickson, I thought that if they had put him in, even I would have loved to have started him in the game that they got eliminated in the Champions League. But Conte put him in the 85th minute. And even then, he had two chances. He had a dead ball chance, and he had another chance. And it's like, get the guy out there. He has great talent. He's calm, as you said. I think there's a lot of players like that, Glenn, that when they're out there on the ball and they're not frantic, you get the impression sometimes that they're being lazy, you know, or they're being bashful. I don't think that's the case with Erickson. I think he needs to be comfortable with his teammates and for them to believe in him. And he's shown it the last month. He's really been one of their best players and certainly one of their most effective guys.
Charlie, I just want to say this. I just want to reset it because I want people to know who we're talking to here. It's Charlie Stilettano from Sirius XM FC. Knows the Italian league like the back of his hand. He's tremendous with the conversation. I love this point you bring up, though. Because of COVID-19, I think managers have had to reassess guys that are on their team that maybe in their minds are saying, look, I got to move this guy. He's not a part of my future. But then, you know, as time goes on, all of a sudden they might get looked at a little bit differently. And, you know, look, he can't go anywhere. Well, what kind of use can I get out of him? And I think that's happened to a lot of players, to your point, which is a spectacular one. Let's just quickly get, because I think we got about a minute left, Charlie. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Houston as a potential World Cup city for 2026.
I think it's one of the best cities and best stadia in the world. It's every time we've been there, the people have come out. The hospitality's been incredible. I think the stadium's incredible. I was really sad to hear that my buddy Jamie Roots had moved on. I still haven't had a chance to talk to him. So I did send him a note asking how he's doing. But I have nothing but great things to say about Houston. From good people like you there, transplant from Jersey, to the homegrown folks. It is a real soccer town, I have to say. And I know it has a lot of different sports, and it's really a proud city. But it's a great city, and it's a great football city. I think that we'd be, I think honestly, the World FIFA would be crazy not to go with Houston. I think it's the perfect venue for a World Cup. I really do.
Charlie, with your experience, does it matter that Dallas is right up the road and they're a potential World Cup city? And that's the one that's coming up to everybody down here.
No, I don't think so, especially because, you know, you have Mexico and Canada in this, right? And you're going to have a lot of different venues. I don't think you have to pick and choose which one you use. I really don't. I think you have two of the finest stadium in the world there in Texas. I think they're, you know, it would be like saying we shouldn't have Philly and New York, you know, because they're too close, or Philly and Washington. I mean, I've got to believe that New York, Philly, Washington, Boston are going to be venues, you know, and there's no reason that Houston and Dallas shouldn't both be venues. Really, there's no reason for it.
And then you got Monterrey, Mexico, right to the south of us. So,
well, I mean, that's the thing too, because you can have Mexico playing a game there and fill the place up, right? And it doesn't have to. And you're going to fill it up. We all know that the 2026 World Cup's going to be incredibly successful, and there's no reason that two great cities like Houston and Dallas can't both host games. I think it would be a sin not to have it.
Charlie, we got to hit a break here. Thank you so much for coming on. Your passion for the game, the things you've achieved, you know, the games that you've helped bring here to Houston. Just keep up the good work on the radio as well at Sirius XMFC. He's Charlie Stilettano, Relevant Sports.
Thanks,
Charlie.
Glenn.
Buddy, the best. Thanks for coming on tonight. Got to love those jersey ties. He knows it. He's up on it. You got some good insight there. I wanted to get that World Cup question into Charlie because of all of his contacts. I mean, he's got a Rolodex that's off the charts. All right, Duran, White Lines takes you to the break. We're going to come back. Okay, this is where you get ready. 713-780-3776. Get ready to call in. We're going deep dive on the Dynamo roster here in the next segment. So I want your participation. Do you have a pulse? That's what I want to know. Do you have a pulse, Aaron Raybould? Oh, he went. He just took a... Are you there, Aaron? Oh, okay. I asked you, do you have a pulse? He just took it. All right, that was a really, really bad transition from the host of this show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Daspit Law Firm.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Danish Inspirations, timeless contemporary furniture since 1982. Our invitation is for you to come in and sit down in a stressless leather recliner and sofa. Probably the most comfortable seating in the world. A great way to watch a great soccer game. Go to DanishInspirations.com and Stressless.com to fulfill your comfort goals.
Danish Inspirations.
Your safety has always been priority one at GiveMeTheVIN.com. At GiveMeTheVIN.com, the transaction is online and over the phone, and then we pick up the vehicle with no direct contact and provide your check indirectly. Don't risk your safety with retailers or strangers. Just go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, enter your VIN number and a picture or two, and get your best offer quickly and safely. Get your best bid and a check on the spot with GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best and safest car buyer.
Sell us your car! GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear!
Hey, soccer fans, a moment here for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Now, they're bilingual. You might get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm has you covered and will work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Proud sponsor of Soccer Matters.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 7750 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 7750. 50. Enjoy.
This ain't your grandpa's flashlight. It's a hybrid light. Hybrid light flashlights are bright, powerful, and work on lithium-ion batteries. Plus, they have solar recharging. No more drained batteries or weak lighting. Hybrid light even has a USB port to charge mobile devices. See all their products at hybridlight.com. They're perfect for hunting, fishing, working in the garage, or around the house. Order today and get 20% off with promo code ESPN20. That's ESPN20 for 20% off, plus free shipping. HybridLight.com.
This is Booker T. along with Brad Gilmore bringing you Boost Mobile's best value in wireless. For a limited time, get 35 gigs of LTE data and unlimited talk and text, plus a free phone for just $40 per month when you switch and buy 6 months of service.
That's $60 in savings and access to America's largest 5G network for less. Visit your local Boost Mobile store today to get your free phone and unlimited data, talk, and text all for just $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Mannion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the words he spoke before his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Mannion Foundation. And through TMF, these words can live in you too. Show the world what you're made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisMannion.org.
I'm Jordi Sunyer in Barcelona, and you're listening to Soccer Matters.
In by Alonso, and Giroud! What a finish! But he looks up and sees a flag that cuts short his joy.
Leaving it away from him, but that's Lewandowski who scores for Bayern Munich. The back pass was short. Reiner couldn't get there, and Robert Lewandowski could, and the rest was inevitable.
So that was our good friend Jordi Sunyer in Barcelona. Welcome us back, as well as unbelievable band Heart with Barracuda. That Giroud goal then would get looked at by the video assistant, and that goal would have then stood in this game. Incredible bicycle kick. It would be the lone goal in a 1-0 victory for Chelsea in this one. A magical moment, and they knock off Atletico Madrid. 4-1 Bayern Munich over Lazio. Lazio had a nightmare to start that game. Jamal Musiala, 17 years old, getting a goal in that one. Lewandowski started it in the ninth off a horrible back pass. And then the 42nd, it was Sané. 47th, an own goal. At that point, 47 minutes in, it was 4-0 Bayern Munich over Lazio, and then Correa would score for Lazio. And kind of a shame. I tuned into that game, and then after seeing the first two goals, I flipped back to Atletico and Chelsea. And I was really hoping Lazio was going to be able to stand up to it. But, you know, when you have a play like that 9 minutes in, it just gifts the best team in the world the game's opening goal. It's a bit of a problem. All right, right now we're going to talk some Houston Dynamo, and we're going to take a look at the roster here. I'm going to give you some X factors, but I want your contributions here at 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Now, Tab Ramos is trying to turn things around here. You can hear it in his conversations. You can hear it in the interviews that we've fortunately have gotten with him on the show. He's been very, very out front, but he is very aware that this is a rebuild, and this is about turning it around. And this year, playoffs is realistic. It is the destination. You got to get there in Major League Soccer. It's a forgiving league. They've turned the roster over quite a bit. Now, I know a lot of you don't see right now how the team has replaced Albert Delis, La Pantarita, who's over at Boavista, or Mauro Manotas, who's now at Tijuana. I know you're not feeling that yet, but we're going to talk about this, and I'd like your comments tonight. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. This segment is brought to you by Advantage BMW Midtown. Advantage BMW Midtown. I've bought from Advantage BMW Midtown a number of times. Got an X5. Love it. Drove it to New Jersey. Incredible car. They've got incredible, customer service down at Advantage BMW Midtown. If you're not handy with a car, you take it through sales, service, finance. You can do it easy. 3, 5, 7 series sedan, whatever it is. This is why I shop Advantage BMW Midtown. So let's start in goal. Obviously, Marco Maric is the designated goalkeeper. You've signed a USL goalkeeper, Kyle Morton. And then you also have Andrew Nelson from Katy, who played at SMU. So, Maric coming into the season is the clear number one. Let's go to the back. The most defining signing in the offseason. Go to the bank with this, and you'll hear Shep Messing, New York Red Bulls analyst, talk more about Tim Parker later in the show. But the most defining signing in the offseason, which clearly can jump a couple rungs on the ladder for your team, improve you defensively, address the issue of leadership, is Tim Parker. I don't know how much Dynamo fans have watched him. Maybe you have. In fact, I'm just hoping you're out there, because you know what? I want to hear from you on this. I want to hear from you about your team in the city of Houston. Tim Parker was brought in, and he's brought in to make a huge difference. He's not brought in to be a squad player or, to fight for his job. He's got his job. He can be the biggest difference to the Dynamo this year defensively. And as we saw last year, the Dynamo in transition, in games they were trying to play very aggressive in this 4-3-3 for Tab Ramos, you have to defend in transition. And there are going to be times numerically you're down, and you have to have athletic guys at the back. We mentioned this over and over on our broadcasts, Eddie Robinson and myself. It was a problem. And it led to being a team that got breached a lot. So defensively, this is big. So who does he partner with? Well, you have to say Minor Figueroa, because Minor is just, I don't know what Minor's eating or drinking, but I want some of it. Now, Minor's not going to be able to play 34 games. You're not going to want him to play 34 games. That means the pecking order brings us Alejandro Fuenmayor and Ethan Bartlow. And those two guys have to be prepared and ready, because they're going to get opportunity. Could Bartlow be a guy that makes a jump from college? Could he jump ahead of Fuenmayor? He was drafted by Tab Ramos. Fuenmayor limited last year. Not sure how confident they are in him. So the X factor maybe is Bartlow and his progression and adaptation. Outside back, Lundqvist and Junko in the left back position. Pascher can play there as well. Valentin and Jose Bezama. Bezama has to show us more. Zarek, I think, is the more dependable right now. Bezama could give you more going forward. The X factor here is Ian Hoffman, who Todd Ramos is very, very high on as an outside back. Midfield is the most interesting and vital area to get right now. The Quintero role. So what's going to happen? Is Quintero going to be moved central? That, I think, is the plan, which plans can change. But then you have to ask yourself, how do you get both Darwin Quintero and Memo Rodriguez on the field? How? Can you? When the ball's lost? Maybe you can. But then you got to assume Joe Caroma is being brought here to be a starter. So is it Corona, Vera, and then on top of them, Darwin Quintero in a 4-3-3? That's your three set in midfield? Where do you play Memo? Memo has been most effective and has played his best soccer as somebody in the interior. It's great stuff. But you got to consider what's going to happen when the ball's lost. Can you have them both on the field? That's possible. Matias Vera. The X factor is Derek Jones. Strikers. You got a lot of wingers. Mateo Bahamic, Fafa Pico, Lassiter, Hansen, Pascher. And then you got two center forwards in Ramirez and Arruti. And the X factor there for me is whoever emerges. And Bahamic is going to be a part of the Under 22 initiative, which is basically a mechanism now that allows you to sign players under 22 and pay as much as you want for them, but it'll count limited against the salary cap, 150 to 200K. They're not sure yet. So that's a new mechanism. There's a few more details in that one. We are going to take a break now. We're going to come back. Shep Messing is going to join us. We'll continue our Dynamo talk here. He will talk Tim Parker and much, much more. Advantage BMW Midtown, a big thank you to them for all their support of this show. BMW, you get it at Advantage BMW in Midtown. They'll cover you, sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. You can get yourself in a 3, 5, or a 7. Advantage BMW Midtown. Go get that Houston hometown advantage. Hey, by the way, Daft Punk called it quits.
Don't wait too late.
ESPN 97.5.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick.